Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week I've been chatting with Amy Wheel, business manager for Overcoat Media, and James Bonney, freelance producer, who did a placement with Overcoat Media last year as part of the BBC Indie Development Fund. Overcoat Media have made a programme called A Very British Christmas, which will be on BBC Radio 4 on the 21st of December as part of Radio 4's Illuminated Strand. The show is unusual because it is a montage of WhatsApp voice notes from people all over the UK, which were recorded on Christmas Day 2024, and they cover what they were doing, who they were with, and how they were feeling. I asked Amy to tell me how the idea for the show first came about.
Stephen Rajam, the Overcoat's creative director, came up with this idea and we pitched it to Hugh Levinson at Radio 4 for the Illuminated Strand. We have made kind of montage programmes before. When Stephen was working in a house at the BBC, at BBC Wales, he made Diana, A Life Backwards, which is an archive on 4, which was told entirely through archive of Princess Diana's life, but backwards, and various other montage programs I've been involved in. But just the idea that you can put together, you know, a beautiful piece of art, really, that is told entirely from the perspective of the people around Britain, and you just create a piece of art from what you receive. And that was the kind of thinking behind the idea.
Did you get the voice notes? How did you gather them and ask people for them?
The approach that we took was really a combination of reaching out through a general call out through social media and putting the word out in that way, but also working with a casting producer, Emma Parsons, who put us in touch with a few people in advance of making the programme who'd said that they were happy to be involved. It ended up being a combination of those two things. And I think on the day we ended up with, I think, over 150 different people submitted voice notes of varying length as well. So some were 10 seconds of accidentally recording something and then that was it, or other ones were up to sort of 20 minutes of recordings throughout the day.
About this time last year, I was certainly quite anxious that we wouldn't get anything. You know, what if you put something on social media asking people to do stuff and then on Boxing Day we have nothing, or we have two not great recordings? We thought really carefully about how we can stop that from happening. How can we make this work? So contacted some people in TV, because we wouldn't normally have a casting director on a radio programme. We just wanted to have a kind of almost safety net. James, I think, wrote a list of an ideal cast of what we would want, and we don't just want people having a kind of religious celebration of Christmas. We want people who don't celebrate Christmas and people who don't like Christmas and all of those kind of things. So we wrote a kind of perfect scenario of what we would get back. And Emma, being a casting director for, I think she'd worked on The X Factor and various other programs where she'd ended up casting from around Britain, she knew some people with some interesting stories. So she kind of helped us get in touch with people who we knew would be able to send us some interesting stuff on Christmas Day. And that, in addition to us putting a call out on social media and sending a message to various places, including UCAN, and then organizations from like the Women's Institute to the Big Issue, obviously religious and non-religious places, but also our friends and family and the people that we've already worked with and freelancers and things. And that led to success.
James, you have all this raw material then. You've got to sift through all that as the producer and get that down to half an hour, showing a range and a diversity of people, voices, geographic parts of the country, religious, non-religious. You must have had so much stuff. So how do you go about sorting through all of that to get the right blend?
The joy, in a way, with this programme is that it was anchored to the chronology of the day. So we're working from midnight, the very start of Christmas Day, through to the end of Christmas Day. And I think that helps to almost divide the day into kind of themes in terms of, you know, what people are doing, but also, you know, where they are or how they might be feeling. So you've got that kind of hushed silence of a midnight mass and kind of returning home from that. People who are working, you know, might be doing overnight shifts, kind of early morning, perhaps finishing a shift, and then the excitement of children waking up on Christmas and then moving through into kind of, some people would spend the Christmas morning outdoors walking or swimming or whatever, and then through to Christmas dinner preparation, eating that, the kind of lull after that. Yeah, it was a really interesting process, I think, to try and pick through all of the clips that we had. And it was an incredibly difficult task, I would say, because there was so much great stuff. And I think my approach with it was largely just being guided by what was there in the recordings and letting that kind of dictate where it went throughout the program.
When you talk about that, I'd completely forgotten that, you know, you have these people that go out and swim on Christmas morning. You know, they do these dips, don't they, for charity and go in the freezing cold sea. And, you know, there is and people who work who are in hospitals and all kinds of things. You just think about your own Christmas day, but this is really going to open up, I think, people's minds to how many different types of day there are for people. It's a huge piece of social history, actually, isn't it, Amy?
Yeah, I think having now listened to the programme that we've put together, it's so wonderful to hear the emotion in it. And some of that is people being obviously very happy and joyful, but there's a lot of reflection and people having not a great time at Christmas. And we have captured that. And, you know, there's some really moving bits to this program, and I'm really excited for people to hear it from that point of view. James has beautifully put it together, but it's not entirely joyful, and that's what's really beautiful about it.
Life has stood still. We can't seem to move on. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I'm sorry to say that's how I feel this Christmas, and I'm sure most of the family will too. We will be going over in a couple of hours, taking a few little gifts, not much, and sharing a glass and remembering my lovely, lovely baby sister, Ginny. God bless. Angels watch. Bye.
No, I am lonely, but that's okay. Really, it is okay.
It would have been probably an easy win to say, oh, this is Christmas and it's all wrapped up in a big bow and how lovely, but it isn't always nice for people. Did you get anyone record any arguments, family arguments at Christmas?
I mean, I think like Amy was saying, there's something about Christmas amplifying existing feelings that people have. That can be joy, grief, boredom, excitement, like all of these different things become more intense, I think, because it is a point in the year where people reflect. Yeah, no rows on tape.
I wondered if someone might have recorded it all kicking off.
I wanted that. When people were responding to the call out, they were like, oh, well, you obviously don't want to hear people who are having a crap Christmas, having a, you know, I was like, well, we do. Yes, we do. We really do.
There was definitely a healthy dose of chaos, I would say. I think that was something that really we wanted to bring into the final edit, because so much of Christmas is unstructured. And I think that is part of what makes it such an interesting day in particular to focus on, is that there's almost this inversion of normal life where our normal weeks are structured by work or kind of routines and patterns throughout the day. But that kind of all slightly goes out the window on Christmas, and people are kind of left to figure out what it is that they're doing when they don't have that structure.
So the dog's now playing with the Lego. Excellent. Don't let me. I'm not on the phone to anyone. I'm recording it. So.
Okay, but you need consent to make voice notes.
So can I
it's
have your consent?
It's 2024. You need consent now.
Can I have consent?
No.
It's a mixed Christmas stroke Hanukkah.
There's paper strewn everywhere. The cat's not really sure what's happening. And hopefully we'll make it to some sort of lunch at some point.
I'm just going to go off and peel some potatoes now.
Fried chicken's out. Well, the table's all laid. Just seen some gravy. Kids are sitting at the table. Oh, we've got beef gravy. Potatoes coming in. Rice is coming in. It is all happening. This is Christmas.
And it's only one, I mean, within the whole Christmas period, there's lots of stuff going on often, but it's just that one day. But we put an awful lot of focus on it. Christmas Day, it must be perfect. The Christmas adverts have all started. And I notice so much, they keep going about, it's going to be the best Christmas ever. And they say it every year. It puts an incredible amount of pressure on people. Did you feel in any of the voice notes, you know, particularly when people were maybe preparing the lunch or they've got lots of kids and it's chaotic, like you said. Was there a feeling of pressure in any of the audio?
Massively so. I think that is a real defining feature of Christmas as we encountered it through the voice notes, that there's this sense of there is a sense of freedom, but there's also, yeah, this massive expectation to be having a good time. And I think you can really feel people navigating that in real time. I suppose it's a question of how you inhabit that psychologically. I don't think we really ever stop to think about how we feel on Christmas. We kind of just go through the motions, and, you know, we're sort of, well, a lot of people are sort of subconsciously or consciously telling themselves, oh, I must be having a good time. And
enforced fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. Was there anything you couldn't use? Was there anything that deeply inappropriate you were like, well, that's not going to make the cut?
This is something that I think we can talk about here, Amy, but there was mentioning of a certain person not existing.
Yes.
Potentially a bit of a problematic one for Radio 4 listeners around Christmas time, children potentially listening. So that was something we had to navigate.
That even went to Ed Poll, didn't it? Editorial policy.
Yeah.
Have guidelines, yeah. I believe, on that. Is that right, James?
Yes. Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah.
From my BBC days, I seem to remember. Yes. Yes, there is editorial policy on a certain thing that we won't say on here so that we don't break that on here as well.
You mean?
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. But yes, of course. That's a really interesting one.
And I think, the other one was strong language again. I was sort of talking about all feelings being amplified at Christmas. There's quite a lot of swearing. So that was another one to navigate.
Merry Christmas. You're going to be making a very global Christmas for 2026. Amy, let's find out a bit more about what that.
Due to the success of this programme, Radio 4 kindly commissioned the obvious next step, which is a very global Christmas, which we're gearing up for currently. So we're going to be recording on Christmas Day 2025, or asking people to record on Christmas Day 2025 to go out Christmas 2026 on Radio 4. That is exactly the same concept, made up entirely of voice notes sent from around the world this time. And it certainly has, or is going to have, I think, different challenges to this one. Not least, we talked a lot about whether we do it chronologically, and if so, what do we do with like time zones and things like that. But also, there are a lot of people around the world who don't celebrate Christmas. How do we reflect that? Bearing in mind that it is a programme about Christmas. And obviously, diversity is a much bigger challenge. And we're obviously not going to be able to get voice notes from every single part of the world. And again, we're going to have to select carefully to have a good array of people from around the world experiencing their Christmas differently. But again, we won't know until we get it. So yeah, but we're currently preparing our call outs for, you know, sending out on social media. Again, we're trying to connect with people in advance as well. The people listening to this, if they know of anybody around the world who might be able to send us voice notes, I can give you the details right now if you like.
Yes, please.
On Christmas Day 2025, we're asking people to send the word Christmas and your voice note of between 30 seconds and 5 minutes duration to the BBC Radio 4 WhatsApp number, which is +44 3700 100 444. And so we're just asking for them to be recorded on Christmas Day 2025, anytime between midnight and midnight. And we want recordings from all over the world, so of course, including Britain. But if anyone knows of friends and relatives anywhere in the world who are doing anything at all interesting or not interesting on Christmas Day, get them to send and just record a really simple voice note and send that in to us.
That's a great way for people to get involved. James, one final question for you. Actually, it just kind of occurred to me with Amy talking about the voice notes. What's the audio quality like when you receive the raw material in terms of broadcast quality?
I mean, I would say on the whole, it was actually pretty good. I mean, I think we're fortunate to be in a time where phone recorded voice notes are of a pretty high quality. But having said that, we did get quite a few through that, for whatever reason, had kind of gone double speed or half speed, which was quite interesting, actually, when I was filtering through them. Sort of initially thinking, are people just speaking incredibly slowly on Christmas? But no.
Too much drink.
Yeah.
Right then.
But I think on that point, it was something that we wanted to preserve, that kind of raw, slightly rough and ready feeling to the recordings in the final edit, because, you know, one, it felt true to the recordings themselves. I think that was a point that I was keen to stress, actually, is that I think what makes the voice notes so interesting is that I think for people to be able to record them without an interviewer present and to be able to do it in their own space did open up possibility that people would record things that were more intimate or just more haphazard, like just kind of clanging around in the house or kind of karaoke or whatever it was. And I think we wouldn't have been able to have got those kind of recordings had it not just been through phones. So it was a really interesting exercise in that respect, I think.
It's instant, it's in your pocket, and you can just do it. It's incredible, really. But I think it's important to say to people, you don't want things to be polished. We're not, you know, asking people to be broadcasters. We want them to just capture a moment in time, however that might be. It doesn't have to be slick, does it?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's really it. And I think that one other thing that was quite interesting about this program is that, you know, 99% of the program is made up of the recorded WhatsApp voice notes, but we did do some sound design around the voice notes, which in a way kind of acted as a bit of a counterpoint to the quality of those phone recorded voice notes, as having something that kind of took you into a slightly different space when you're listening, which I think that was a fun part of the process.
James is also a musician, so some of that soundscaping is also of his own making, and it's beautifully put together with music by James. You know, it really is a really beautiful program. We're really incredibly proud of it.
I'm really looking forward to hearing it. When's it on?
Sunday the 21st of December at 7:15 in the evening on Radio 4. And then they're repeating it on Christmas Day. So Thursday the 25th of December at 1:15 in the afternoons. As people perhaps are eating their Christmas lunch, they can listen to this program. And then it'll be on the Illuminated podcast feed, which is available on RSS. So it's going to be available on all good podcast providers and BBC Sounds internationally. We're really excited for people to hear it and let us know what they think.
A big thank you to Amy Wheel and James Bonney from Overcoat Media for being my guests. You can hear Illuminated, A Very British Christmas on BBC Radio 4 on the 21st of December at 7:15 p.m. and on BBC Sounds. If you'd like to take part in A Very Global Christmas, then on Christmas Day 2025, send the word Christmas and your voice note of between 30 seconds and 5 minutes long to the BBC Radio 4 WhatsApp number, +44 37 00 100 444. And you can find out more about Overcoat Media on their website, overcoatmedia.com. Our Bradford Foot in the Door event is on the 8th of December at the National Science and Media Museum. Tickets are just £6 for Radio Academy members and £12 for non-members, which includes £5 off future membership. Check out the lineup and book your tickets on our website, radioacademy.org. Next week, the podcast comes from our Foot in the Door event in Bradford, with reaction from those taking part on the day and interviews with our guest speakers. I'll see you next week.